Yes, and a very good evening from me, Dave Rogers. Welcome along to the International Service. And many thanks to all the guys on the Flemish Service. Victor van Rijn, Theo van der Velde, Fred van der Bos, Tony Houston, Luke van Capella, and of course, Ely Prince. Thank you, Val Jungers. Tot ziens. From 9 until 9 o'clock, we've got the Blast Off program. 9 until 11, Dave Owen and the Stamp Collection. 11 till 1, the Beatles Spectacular with Debbie England. And finally, Apollo 312, introduced by Andy Anderson between 1 and 3. Just a little bit choppier it is today. It was a bit, it was quite nice yesterday. The sun was shining and it was fairly calm. But today, a minor storm has hit the high seas. Nothing to worry about. Number three this week, it's Alban Stardust. That's how we've switched the microphone on, isn't it? Doing very well for himself with his third big hit there, Alvin Stardust and Red Dress. Just gone 5 minutes past six now, and if you've just tuned in, well, a very good evening to you. You're listening to the International Service of Radio Atlantis, and we'll be with you right through until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. Dion on the Belmonts, a big hit single from the early 1960s. That's called Run Around Sue. And if you'd still like to get hold of a copy of that particular song, well, all you have to do is buy the double LP, That'll Be the Day. And that's just one of the tracks which you'll be able to get hold of. At the moment, at number four in the States is a young lady who's rather new to the recording scene. She's called Maria Muldaur. And as well as having quite a substantial hit single over on the other side of the Atlantic, she's also got a big hit LP as well. She's called Maria Muldaur, and this is called Midnight at the Oasis.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Midnight at the Oasis. Released on the Reprise record label, and that's a new name to me, Maria Muldaur. As I said, she's very popular in the States, and let's hope that after a few weeks of exposure on the radio in Europe, she'll be equally as popular over here. Oh, that's very sad. Nothing at all is happening. And we're beginning to roll around a bit, which adds to the confusion somewhat. Oh. Yes. Oh, dear. They're very sad. Just hang on. Get ourselves organized again. As you might have gathered, we had a very nasty lurch on the ship just at that moment. And everything went everywhere. Oh, dear.
That's very sad.
I think I've just damaged my stylus. I'll just give it a whirl a minute, if you don't mind, on pre-listen, and see what happens. Yes, it doesn't sound very healthy at all. I think it might possibly be all right. We'll try it anyway. I must apologize about all this, but that's one of the inconveniences, you see, of working on the high seas. Sometimes you get very rough weather, and things start to move around a bit. I am now attempting to clear up the studio. Not the easiest of jobs, I can tell you. Yes, it's in quite a pickle at the moment. There we are, number 19 this week. That's The Sound of Philadelphia by MFSB, down from number 16 of last week. 17 minutes past 6 is the time now, and you're listening to Radio Atlantis, broadcasting on 312 meters medium wave. We continue with The Hearts of Soul and Shampoo.